This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Welcome back. Welcome to episode 122. And we've got Peter with us today. Hey, Peter, what's our chapter?
Matthew chapter 25.
And our verses?
Verses 14 through 30.
Great. Let's get started.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Awesome, Peter. Thanks. So this is the second parable of the chapter. The last chapter was about being prepared. This one is similar, but it's telling us that one of the ways we get prepared is by spending our life wisely. God gives us many things in life. We may have talents or skills or certain abilities. We may be good speakers or good listeners or good students. We may be good at math or science or music. God wants us to use our talents and not hide them away. And we should find a way to use our talents that are helpful for others. Remember all the parables Jesus taught about bearing fruit? He wants us to bear fruit with what he has given us. That's what a follower of Jesus does. He finds ways to serve Jesus with the gifts that he or she has. And Jesus is the perfect example of this. He served all of us by giving everything he had to us, even his own life. For us, this means we should want to serve Jesus and others, and each person might do it in a different way. Thank you, Peter, for reading. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.